Okay. All right, Wednesday evening, 5:05. What's 5:05 mean? 5:05:21. What does that mean?
Marker.
5:05 means it's a military term they use.
You have to ask. I don't remember.
It's
like D5.
Well, it's like AOK or anyway. Yeah. All right, this is a no-nonsense look at the book of Revelation. We're going to look at the great and terrible day of the Lord. This is what I have for this week. The Lord says that the plague that they have unleashed on us has turned on them. All right, Revelation 9. The fifth trumpet. And the fifth angel sounded. You know, I hadn't thought about the numbers. The angels are numbered like the trumpets. The fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth. To him was given the key of the bottomless pit. He opened the bottomless pit, and there rose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. There came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months, and their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when it striketh a man. In those days shall men seek death, and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. And the shapes of the locusts were like unto horses prepared unto battle, and on their heads were, as it were, crowns of gold, and their faces were as the faces of men. I put here corona, the gold crowns. Okay. And they had hair as the hair of women, and their teeth were as the teeth of lions. They had breastplates, as it were breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. And they had tails like unto scorpions, and there were stings in their tails, and their power was to hurt men 5 months. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon. One woe is past, and behold, there comes two woes hereafter. And the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the sixth angel, which had the trumpet, loose the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates. The four angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year for to slay the third part of men. And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000,000. I heard the number of them. And thus I saw the horses in the vision, and them that sat on them, having breastplates of fire and of jacinth and brimstone. The heads of the horses were as the heads of lions, and out of their mouths issued fire, smoke, and brimstone. By these three were the third part of men killed, by the fire, and by the smoke, and by the brimstone which issued out of their mouths. For their power is in their mouth and in their tails, for their tails were like unto serpents, and had heads, and with them they do hurt. And the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues, yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk, neither repent they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts. Okay, I'm going to read 10 before we stop. I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, with a rainbow upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire, and he had in his hand a little book open. He set his right foot upon the sea, and his left foot on the earth, and cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roareth. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that are therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he had declared to his servants the prophets. And the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again and said, Go and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth. And I went unto the angel and said unto him, Give me this little book. And he said unto me, Take it and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up, and it was in my mouth sweet as honey. As soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter. And he said unto me, Thou must prophesy again before many peoples and nations and tongues and kings. All right, the Lord says that the ones that do not have the seal in their foreheads will be affected. Haman's been hung on the gallows. Right after the day after the election, I believe it was the editor of Charisma magazine, she had had a vision or a dream or something, and she said the Lord spoke to her that morning that Haman had been hung on the gallows. Of course, we thought they was going to get hung a lot sooner than now. But anyway, all right, with that, I want to go to Joel. Book of Joel. Lord gave me some neat things to go with the book of Joel. All right, where are you, Joel? My tab, sometimes it's hard for me to find things one way. There it is. All right. All right. The word of the Lord came to Joel, the son of Pethuel. Hear this, ye old men, and give ear, all ye inhabitants of the land. Hath this been in your days, or even in the days of your fathers? Tell ye your children of it, and let your children tell their children and their children another generation. That which the palmer worm hath left hath the locust eaten, and that which the locust hath left hath the canker worm eaten, and that which the canker worm hath left hath the caterpillar eaten. Awake, ye drunkards, and weep and howl, all ye drinkers of wine, because of the new wine, for it is cut off from your mouth. You know, with the voting, the audit, 103 lawyers were sent. Was it 103? Then it was something like 1,000 lawyers they had on retainer they sent to try to stop what's going on in Arizona with the audit. And they were supposed to, the judge said, well, if you'll put up $1 million for the delay, then we'll stop it. Well, they didn't have the money. They had the lawyers on retainer, but they didn't have the money to put that up. For a nation has come up upon my land, strong and without number, whose teeth are as the teeth of a lion, and hath the cheek teeth of a great lion. He hath laid my vine waste and barked my fig tree. He hath made it clean, bare, and cast it away, the branches thereof are made white. Lament like a virgin girded with sackcloth for the husband of her youth. The meat offering and the drink offering is cut off from the house of the Lord. The priests, the Lord's ministers, mourn. The field is wasted, the land mourneth, for the corn is wasted. The new wine is dried up, the oil languisheth. Be ye ashamed, O ye husbandmen. Howl, O ye winedressers, for the wheat and for the barley, because the harvest of the field is perished. The vine is dried up, the fig tree languisheth, the pomegranate tree, the palm tree also, and the apple tree. Even all the trees of the field are withered, because joy is withered away from the sons of men. Gird yourselves and lament, ye priests. Howl, ye ministers of the altar. Come, lie all night in sackcloth, ye ministers of my God. For the meat offering and the drink offering is withholden from the house of your God. Sanctify ye a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land into the house of the Lord your God, and cry unto the Lord. Alas for the day of the Lord is at hand, and as a destruction from the Almighty shall come. Is not the meat cut off before our eyes, yea, joy and gladness from the house of our God? The seed is rotten under their clods, the garners are laid desolate. The barns are broken down, for the corn is withered. How do the beasts groan? The herds of cattle are perplexed because they have no pasture. Yea, the flocks of sheep are made desolate. O Lord, to thee will I cry, for the fire hath devoured the pastures of the wilderness, and the flame hath burned all the trees of the field, and the beasts of the field cry also unto thee, for the rivers of water are dried up, and the fire hath devoured the pastures of the wilderness. Sounds like scorched earth, doesn't it? Blow ye the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand. A day of darkness and of gloominess, a day of clouds and of thick darkness, as the morning spread upon the mountains, a great people and a strong. There has not been ever the like, neither shall be any more after it, even to the years of many generations. A fire devoureth before them, and behind them a flame burneth. The land is as the Garden of Eden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness, yea, and nothing shall escape them. The appearance of them is as the appearance of horses, and as horsemen so shall they run. Like the noise of chariots on the tops of mountains shall they leap, like the noise of a flame of fire that devoureth the stubble, as a strong people set in battle array. Before their face the people shall be much pained, all faces shall gather blackness. They shall run like mighty men, they shall climb the wall like men of war, and they shall march every one on his ways, and they shall not break their ranks. Neither shall one thrust another, they shall walk every one in his path, and when they fall upon the sword, they shall not be wounded. They shall run to and fro in the city, they shall run upon the wall, they shall climb up upon the houses, they shall enter in at the windows like a thief. The earth shall quake before them, the heavens shall tremble, the sun and the moon shall be dark, and the stars shall withdraw their shining, the Lord shall utter his voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for he is strong that executeth his word. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible, and who can abide it? Right now, I've heard different people talking about reports. Even in Germany, they see USA, is it the Huey? It's one of the helicopters. They see them flying by. There's just USA troops. All over the place. They're all over the world right now doing operations. This is a worldwide thing going on, cleaning up this deep state. Therefore also now saith the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your heart, and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God. For he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil. Who knoweth if he will return and repent and leave a blessing behind him, even a meat offering and a drink offering unto the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast, call all solemn assembly, gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children, those that suck the breast. Let the bridegroom go forth of his chamber, and the bride out of her closet. Let the priest, the ministers of the Lord, weep between the porch and the altar, and let them say, spare thy people, O Lord, and give not thine heritage to reproach, that the heathen should rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where is their God? Then will the Lord be jealous for his land and pity his people. Yea, the Lord will answer and say unto his people, behold, I will send you corn and wine and oil, and ye shall be satisfied therewith, and I will no more make you a reproach among the heathen. But I will remove far off from you the northern army, and will drive them into a land barren and desolate, with his face toward the east sea, and his hinder part toward the utmost sea. And his stink shall come up, and his ill favor shall come up, because he hath done great things. Fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. Be not afraid, ye beasts of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness do spring. From the tree beareth her fruit, the fig tree and the vine do yield her strength. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he hath given you the former rain moderately. He will cause to come down from you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. And the floors shall be full of wheat, and the vats shall overflow with wine and oil. And I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm, the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God that hath dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be ashamed. And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel and that I am the Lord your God and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days shall I pour out of my spirit. I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord come. It shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord hath said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. For behold, in those days and in that time, when I shall bring again the captivity of Judah and Jerusalem, I will also gather all nations, will bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat. This is the battle of Armageddon. And will plead with them there for my people and for my heritage Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations and parted my land. And they have cast lots for my people and have given a boy for an harlot and sold a girl for wine that they might drink. Yea, and what have you to do with me, O Tyre and Sidon, and all the coast of Palestine? Will you render me a recompense? And if you recompense me, swiftly and speedily will I return your recompense upon your own head, because ye have taken my silver and my gold and have carried it into your temples, my goodly, pleasant things. The children also of Judah and the children of Jerusalem have ye sold unto the Grecians, that ye might remove them far from their border. Behold, I will raise them out of the place where ye have sold them, and will return your recompense upon your own head. And I will sell your sons and your daughters into the land of the children of Judah, and they shall sell them to the Sabaeans, to a people far off, for the Lord has spoken it. Proclaim ye this among the Gentiles. Prepare war. Wake up the mighty men. Let the men of war draw near. Let them come up. Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, I'm strong. Kind of like the Lord saying, go get your guns. Assemble yourselves and come, all ye heathen. Gather yourselves together round about. Thither cause thy mighty ones to come down, O Lord. Let the heathen be wakened and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat. For there will I sit to judge all the heathen round about. Put ye in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come, get you down, for the press is full. The vats overflow, for their wickedness is great. We read this last week in Revelation about the harvest, or whatever week it was. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. The sun and the moon shall be darkened, and the stars shall withdraw the shining. The Lord also shall roar out of Zion and utter his voice from Jerusalem, and the heavens and the earth shall shake. But the Lord will be the hope of his people and the strength of the children of Israel. So shall ye know that I am the Lord your God, dwelling in Zion, my holy mountain. Then shall Jerusalem be holy, and there shall be no strangers pass through her any more. And it shall come to pass in that day that the mountain shall drop down new wine, and the hill shall flow with milk, and all the rivers of Judah shall flow with waters, and a fountain shall come forth of the house of the Lord, and shall water the valley of Shittim. Egypt shall be a desolation, and Edom shall be a desolate wilderness, for the violence against the children of Judah, because they have shed innocent blood in their land. But Judah shall dwell forever in Jerusalem from generation to generation, for I will cleanse their blood that I have not cleansed, for the Lord dwelleth in Zion. Okay, with that, I want to read Acts chapter 2. We're going to start with verse 16. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. This is Peter quoting on the day of Pentecost. And it shall come to pass in the last day, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons, your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens, I will pour out of in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and notable day of the Lord. All right, Genesis 1:14 says that the stars are given for signs and seasons and days and years. Peter was proclaiming the last of the last days. At 5:23:21 is Pentecost. 5:26:21 we have a blood moon. The signs are in the heavens, and they are proclaiming the great and terrible day of the Lord. It's great for us, terrible for them. Great means exceeding great, mighty, large, loud, and strong. Terrible means fear, revere, or frighten. The Lord says the shot, or what they call the vaccine, is giving people the virus. Their own plague will turn on them. They will be in torment, and because of the iron in their systems from drinking the blood of the innocent, the antidote they have hidden from the masses, they will not be able to use, because it would cause them instant death. They will pray to die, but death for them will not come. I've been praying for weeks about what's going on there and what is happening with this vaccine. They're hoping to give it to people so they can give it to other people. It didn't go off like they wanted it to. It didn't spread like they thought it was going to, or whatever they wanted to do. So it's their last ditch effort to try to get something done. Okay, I'm going to look at a few other places where it talks about the terrible day of the Lord, the great and terrible day of the Lord. Isaiah 2. It says, enter into the rock and hide thee in the dust for fear of the Lord and for the glory of his majesty. The lofty looks of man shall be humbled, and the haughtiness of man shall be bowed down, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. For the day of the Lord of hosts shall be upon everyone that is proud and lofty, and upon everyone that is lifted up, and he shall be brought low. And all the cedars of Lebanon that are high and lifted up, and upon all the oaks of Bashan, and upon all the high mountains, and upon all the hills that are lifted up, and upon every high tower, and upon every fenced wall, and upon all the ships of Tarshish, and upon all the pleasant pictures, and all the loftiness of man shall be bowed down, and the haughtiness of men shall be made low, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day, and the idols he shall utterly abolish. And they shall go into the holes of the rocks, into the caves of the earth, for the fear of the Lord and for the glory of his majesty, when he arises to shake terribly the earth. In that day a man shall cast his idols of silver and his idols of gold, which they made each one for himself to worship, to the moles and to the bats, to go into the clefts of the rocks and to the tops of the ragged rocks, for fear of the Lord and for the glory of his majesty, when he arises to shake terribly the earth. Cease ye from man whose breath is in his nostrils, from wherein is he to be accounted of? Okay, now with that, let's go to Luke 23. Verse 26. And as they led him away, they laid a hold upon one Simon, a Cyrenian, coming out of the country, and on him they laid the cross, that he might bear it after Jesus. And there followed him a great company of people, and the women, which also bewailed and lamented him. But Jesus, turning unto them, and said, Daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming, in the which they shall say, Blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bare, and the paps which never gave suck. Then shall they begin to say to the mountains, Fall on us, and to the hills, cover us. For if they do these things in a green tree, what shall be done in the dry? All right. Revelation 7. Starting with verse 12. Well, just verse 9. Let's go to verse 9. This is after the sealing, the seals of the 12 tribes, the church. This is verse 9. After this I beheld, lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and peoples and tongues, stood before the throne, before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. All the angels stood round about the throne and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces, and worshipped God, saying, Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? And I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, these are they which came out of great tribulation, have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple. He that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And this is what the Lord said, do not be afraid, for I have sealed you from this plague. He sealed them from this plague. And the Lord says, they will no longer look to Donald John Trump as the threat or fear the uncovering of the voter fraud. But they will recognize that this is the day that they knew would come. And they turn their focus on what they know is coming, the great and terrible day of my coming. For me, they will answer to, and from me, they will not escape. The 6,000 years of their terrorism has come to an end. Q has said it many times that it is biblical. Well, nothing can stop what is coming. All right, that's all of that. So I want to read some intel here. Some stuff that I came across that kind of goes along with it. This is from CBK, whoever that is. No DC in Washington, DC. The U.S. military is preparing a big event in DC for show to trigger a nationwide systems crash. Worldwide martial law begins, a military response and takeover of the U.S. Biden/Harris, no authority, and out or declared dead due to fake attack. Okay. This is Q the Storm Rider.
Who?
Q the Storm Rider. Cables, military intel, battalions, major cyber attacks going on in the world. Many are attacking the health industry and stealing the true data and illegal protocols initiated by elite corrupt health organizations and big pharma organizations, used later for Nuremberg trials, crimes against humanity. You remember the Nuremberg trials when they hung all the Nazis? All right, this says, did you know the FDA did not approve Moderna or Pfizer mRNA gene therapeutics they dubbed vaccines? It simply authorized them. See, they can't even dub it a vaccine until it's gone through all the protocols. So really, it's an experimental drug. And the reason the president did what he did is so there would be something out there, because if he hadn't have, they could have really forced us. But because it's experimental, you can't force it. You can't force it. All right. It simply authorized them. Fauci confirms 19 doctors warned the world of the dangers. AstraZeneca is being dropped by 24 countries. Johnson & Johnson, a viral vector, number one, vaccine that was given emergency use authorization on February 27, 2021, was halted by several states due to the formation of blood clots. The CDC had confirmed, but distribution resumed after a 10-day pause. The CDC also confirmed, two, the Pfizer and Moderna jabs are the deadliest of all vaccines. Also in a bar chat, five prominent doctors discuss how the COVID jab is a bioweapon. These are those four patriot doctors are discussing this on social media. The clinical trials will be completed in 2023. There are 12 vaccine companies ramping up their marketing, and you are the guinea pig. The FDA and CDC have not revealed to the public over 20 adverse effects, including death, related to COVID-19 vaccines, which were discussed in an October 2020 meeting. 3,544 deaths from COVID-19 vaccines are reported by the National Vaccine Information Center as of 4/23/2021. And one-third of the deaths occurred within 48 hours. For clarification purposes, in this article, COVID-19 is regarded as an influenza variant. Some will argue that it was developed in a gain-of-function lab. That is moot. The primary consideration is whether an experimental vaccine is warranted for a disease with a 99.9 survival rate. I am for tried, true, and tested safe vaccines. I'm not for experimental vaccines backed by disastrous animal studies. All right, it cut off part of it. All right, here it is. The mRNA jab delivers a synthetic inorganic molecule medical device that programs your cells to synthesize pathogens in the form of the spike protein that your immune system will constantly have to fight off for the rest of your life. According to experts such as molecular biologists and immunologists, Professor Dolores Cahill, she explains, Fauci confirms, Dr. Lee Merrick reconfirms. Others call it information therapy that hacks the software of life, according to Moderna's Mode RNA chief scientist. You essentially become a GMO. I still don't understand what that means. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, that's the one I heard, mapped 8 mechanisms that can result in death by a COVID jab. The mRNA jab does not prevent you from contracting COVID-19. In fact, that's one of the biggest things, that the people who have taken the vaccine are now have COVID. Dr. Steve Holtz elaborates. Fauci confirms. The CDC graph underscores that reality, proving vaccines are ineffective and vaccine passports are totally useless. 87 million Americans have been vaccinated as of 4/2021, of which 7,157 have contracted COVID after being vaccinated, resulting in 88 deaths. Also, an imperfect vaccination can enhance the transmission of highly virulent pathogens, according to the NCGI article. A study on mice concludes that the spike protein from a vaccination can cause lung damage. Okay, on a good note here, once this is done, COVID will have successfully discredited the corrupt medical industry, the mainstream media, and the politicians around the world. Every piece of the puzzle is serving to birth the Great Awakening. So it's showing Big Pharma for the fools they are, and all the health organizations that are not elected officials. They're not even experts. They're just private drug companies. They're trying to enforce. All right, this is Q Stormrider. This DC captain, bored up again, blocked, all question marks. Generals forced to step down last night. Joe Biden administration, blocked from Pentagon, question mark. DC live feed gone dark last night, with a question mark. U.S. soldiers armed protecting captain last night, with a question mark. MSM preparing story for solar flare. 120 nations cyber attacked. QFS green light. Nothing can stop what is coming. There's a lot of weird stuff going on at the White House and different things, and nobody knows for sure. This one was a video that I didn't watch, but it just says the only way to get a virus is to be injected with it. In other words, you can't catch a virus. You cannot catch a virus. That's why it's been a scam. There is no virus. But whatever they're injecting people with is giving them whatever. This is from Donald Trump. Healthy young child goes to doctor, gets pumped with massive shot of many vaccines, doesn't feel good and changes, autism. Many such cases. March 17th, 2021, we ask ourselves, do we see the vaccine thing is too simple? Trump has always been against it. In the 5D chess game, the option to play along with the vaccine is the least evil compared to the others, only Q and Q plus no. This is our challenge, to hold the line and don't get it. Have our loved ones not getting it? Do our ongoing duty of information and awakening? Buy maximum precious metals to finish off the central bankers? See, gold brings down the Fed. All right, this says 22 selected. All right, Donald John Trump had to consider both options. Say that America has the vaccines of the big pharma globalist plan for population decline in the world, or look to support the implications of each. If you warned everyone, the media would make fun of you, call it a failure, all the more as so COVID. As a result, the Donald John Trump would then not be able to expose election fraud, arrest thousands, expose the deep state plan, and reverse things widely with the awakening of the public. With the approval of the vaccination, but placing realistic information in the sights of alternative news, the deep state vaccination was to remain experimental and not mandatory, which was not part of their plan. The deep state wasn't part of their plan for it to be experimental or non-mandatory. In war, you sometimes have to choose between two bad options. Considering the strategy of the globalists, Donald John Trump and the military have chosen the path with the fewest casualties, namely to continue the facade of public approval of the toxin, but not obligatory vaccine. The alternative for FAR would have been more deadly to all of us in many ways. If the deep state had created an approved binding vaccine, it would have killed millions more. Is this virus fictitious? If it cannot be separated and there's no scientific trace, does it exist only in the minds of the masses? U.S. laboratories cannot find COVID-19 in any of the 15,000 positive tests. So they've never even isolated the virus. There was no precedent for any of this. All right. This is continued here. President Trump is a warrior and he had to do very difficult things. 10 reasons why President Trump had to approve these deaths. Experimental or compulsory vaccines, Donald Trump and the association, how he saved the world from the original globalist plan for mandatory next injections and laid the groundwork for the failure of globalist Luciferian plans and long-term plans. Donald John Trump is part of a military operation. The globalist plan included launching COVID after the 2016 election, which was assumed to be Hillary winning. When Hillary didn't, they waited for the last year of Donald Trump's term with their vaccination agenda for several reasons. Provide coverage for election fraud. See, this is what the Lord said to me, the reason for it. Because I went to him, what's this virus? What is this all about? What is this fear that I keep confronting me about this? Provide coverage for election fraud. That was their agenda. The depopulation agenda invented by the globalists had to begin. Start widespread fear and control. President Trump should not be given sufficient time to prepare a vaccine with safety protocols and tests. Behind this, the strategy is designed to allow globalists to introduce and obligate their own vaccines, the safety of which should never be tested. Donald John Trump had to take a counteraction, get rid of COVID and all the fears and controls that come with it, uncover Big Pharma and provide a quick vaccination that, due to the rush, has to be indicated, experimental and thus optional, so it's not mandatory. All right, I think that's it. All right.